gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he is from Reston, Virginia. He is the owner of Clear Insights Coaching. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Scott Masciarelli to the program. Scott, welcome. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
That's good to hear. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
All right. So I am a leadership and career coach. I primarily work with executives and those asking the question, what's next in their career and in their life overall? And I've been doing this now for about 10 years. Prior to that, I was in corporate America asking myself the very same question. And it was coaching that allowed me to connect with my passion and purpose. And that's what I do now with the clients that I work with.
All righty. So what made you really decide to go into the coaching world in itself as opposed to anything else out there?
Great question. Well, as I said, I was asking that question, what's next? I knew that there was something else I needed to be doing. And, you know, I asked myself one question when I was in my corporate job. I was working overseas for a large international corporation, and as a general manager, as an expatriate. There were many parts of it that I loved. But I asked the question, what do I love about this? I should say there's many parts that I liked, but what do I love? And the only thing that I really loved was connecting with the employees one-on-one or as a group and having inspiring conversations with them, not necessarily focused on the work. That led me to pursue coaching training, and it was through coaching training that actually coached me out of my corporate work and starting Clear Insights Coaching and doing what it is that I do now, helping people do the very same thing.
All righty. Now, what kind of background is really needed to do what you do?
You know, the reality is that you don't need a credential to be a coach. However, it's, in my view, particularly when you're working with businesses and you're working with clients that have a business background, a leadership background, it's valuable. So I did go to coaching training. I spent about a year and a half doing that while I was working overseas and then started the coaching practice. You also need to be curious, compassionate, and really focused on what is best for the client, because coaching is all about the client's agenda. So I like to say that I'm there as their partner. We're co-creating what's happening next, exploring possibilities, and helping them define and create success on their terms.
All righty. Now, why do you think they choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart from others?
A little bit different in the sense that I have a very global perspective. I've traveled to over 80 countries. I've worked overseas as an expatriate. So a lot of my clients have that same perspective. They might be an expatriate. They might have been overseas at one point, or they have that global perspective. So that's one piece of it. The other piece of it, too, is that I also co-facilitate and facilitate retreats and workshops. A lot of these get people out of their traditional life into nature, and I offer something a little bit more unique than just traditional coaching. You know, this is a way to incorporate nature and a way to incorporate traditional Western philosophy with a more local indigenous philosophy. So it's a real blend, and that's another opportunity to work with me.
All righty. So, you know, walk me through a session. What's that like? What's somebody getting themselves into when they do reach out to you?
Well, you know, this morning I just had a call with a potential new client, and he said, what can I expect in coaching? And I said, it's kind of like this. Consider if you want to change your body physically, you might enroll in a gym. Join the gym, but you have to go. And then you go a couple of days a week, and you see some change. But you decide you want to really amp it up, and so you hire a personal trainer. And that's really what coaching is. The client is hiring a personal trainer. They're the ones doing the work. I'm there offering them input, connecting the dots, asking them powerful questions, and connecting with them on what it is that they're focused on. So together, as I said, we co-create this, we explore the possibilities, and we never know where it's going to go, which is a huge adventure for them and for me.
All righty. Now, how has COVID-19 affected you?
Oh, wow. I would say I'm busier than ever, which is a great thing. And now more than ever, people have spent a lot of time by themselves or with, you know, in the same environment with stay-at-home orders all around the world. It's the first time we all understand what another person is feeling in any other place in the world. Borders don't matter. Nothing else is really important. But in this time, people are really asking that question. They're asking the question, what's next? What's important to me? Who do I want in my life? Who do I want to be? So it's made it very busy, which is a great thing. And I think people all around are asking these important questions, which is another great thing.
All righty. So where do you think you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you in the future?
I'll be doing this forever. You know, when about 10 years ago, when I connected with coaching, I thought, this is what I need to be doing. So coaching will be a part of my life, probably until the day I die. I honestly don't envision ever retiring and just exploring where it leads me and what happens in the future. I foresee more work virtually and in person, more retreats and transformational experiences, a lot of that.
All righty. And how can my audience reach out and contact you if they wanted to find out more information?
Sure. Well, they can go to my website. It's clearinsightscoaching.com. That's clearinsightscoaching.com. Or they can send an email to info@clearinsightscoaching.com.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your flap. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.